Blog Talk Radio.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord?
Good evening, everyone, and greetings in Jesus' name, and praise his holy name. You know, we had a little technical difficulty this morning, and we didn't get to get very far at all with our service. Hopefully everything's been straightened out, and there'll be no interruptions this evening. And we'll pick back up what we had for this morning, because we're going through the Bible. And don't really want you missing any of it as we go through. So we're just going to back up. We only got six verses this morning. We're going to back up and read those six verses and go right on from there. First, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word this evening, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forward, Father, to give us everything he has for each and every one of us. We thank you, Father, for him and that anointing of our lives to help us to find the right way to make heaven our home. Help us, Father, to walk in obedience unto your word as we learn, so that we do nothing displeasing to you. This is my prayer, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be dealing here with Deuteronomy chapter 12. And as I said, I'm going to read these first six verses and we'll pick up there and see what the Lord has for us. These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you shall possess serve their gods upon high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And you shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars, burn their groves with fire, and you shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the name of them out of that place. You shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto this habitation shall you seek, and thither thou shalt come. 6. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes and heave offerings of your hand and your vows and your freewill offerings and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. All right. Pardon me for just a moment. My eyes started watering. And it was nice, that don't work too well. All right. Now, we pick up here now for 7. And it says, and there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God has blessed thee. They're letting us know that those that belong to our God will be blessed. Because you see, even though God had put them under the, what we call the Mosaic Law, they were under that law without the Holy Spirit in them as he is in God's people today. But God himself dealt with them more or less straight through Moses. And he would speak to Moses, and Moses could speak to him. Now today, you and I, we can go to him in prayer, speaking to him, and yes, he does speak to us, and he can speak to you and I in many, many ways. He can speak to us by an audible voice that we can hear with our ears. He can speak to the heart, which we hear with the Spirit. He can speak to us by dreams and by visions. And those that belong to him, you'll know when it is really he that is speaking to you. There'll be no doubt, none whatsoever, then we need to always be walking in obedience of His Word, because His Word is truth. And it is our guide and our way to walk within the Lord, the Spirit, and make heaven our home. And it's His way, one way of talking to us. Because as we study His Word, now you notice I'm not saying as we read His Word, I'm saying as we study His Word. Because you can read this Word, sit down and read it quickly and read it like reading any other book, and you're going to miss a lot of things. And you're going to misunderstand a lot of things. But when you sit down and study, and as you study it prayerfully, the Holy Spirit will open things up for you and for I to give us a greater understanding and to help us to grow. And we all should be growing a little bit more and a little closer each and every day. That's why God led me in to having this Bible study and going through the complete Bible by having it twice a day, every day. For one, we need to all start our days out in prayer and in God's Word. Then we walk in obedience and all through the day. And when it comes evening, we need to be back into His Word, back into prayer, and thanking Him for that day. Before we lay down to go to sleep. And that's why I have it set for 10 a.m. of a morning. That lets you get up, get around, and get your face washed, get settled down, have your prayer with Him, and then join with us in the study of His Word. And in the evening, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, it lets us once again have our prayer, our study of His Word, before we lay down at night. Okay, now, here in verse 8, you shall not do after all the things that we do here this day. Every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes, for ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. Now, you see, you and I have partially received some of our inheritance as we go through the Lord Jesus Christ, because we become heirs with him and joint heirs. And we have that inheritance as the children of God. But it all comes to you and I being those that have went through the Lord Jesus Christ, been forgiven, walking with him, putting faith and trust in him, going to the Lord our Father, and we do so in Jesus' name. And when he went back to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit back to be the guide and the one to give knowledge and power to those that are the born again children of Almighty God. And you hear us talk about being born again because his word tells you and I, you find it back actually in the Gospel of John, chapter 3. If you want to go there when service is over and check out what I'm saying. But as he was talking to Nicodemus, he also was talking to you and I and letting us all know that without being born again, we can't enter the kingdom of heaven. And there's a lot of things to understand about reaching that point we reached. And it's all in his word. And we're going to be dealing, we've dealt with a lot of it. But for you that wasn't with us as we were going through those books, we will be dealing with it again in several other places. All right. Now, verse 10. But when you go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell in safety. God fixed it when he gave Israel the land he gave to them. He fixed it so they could dwell in safety at that time, because he was getting rid of a lot of different nations that was in that land because they were not his people. They were worshiping idols and other gods. And as we read, we found out what he told them to do with them. Now, 11. Then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to call his name to dwell there. Hither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Lord. 12. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, ye and your sons and your daughters, and your manservants, your maidservants, and the Levite that is within your gate, for as much as he has no part nor inheritance with you. Now, see, he is telling them exactly what he wants done, just as he's telling you and I. Now, a lot of this in the Old Testament has carried forth into this church age, the New Testament, this testament that is in force and covered by the Lord's blood, put it in force, is his blood. You see, a testament is no good without the death of the tester. And he took all of our sins, our sicknesses and diseases and all, to the cross within. He shed his blood, covered it all, and took on a horrible death so you and I could have life in heaven with him throughout eternity. You know, these are things that a lot of mankind has not just forgotten, but he has actually walked away from it. And most of them done it a purpose because they've done it for self-righteousness. I don't need no one. I can do things myself. I can take care of me. Not knowing and thinking that actually they couldn't get their next breath without his say-so. And him letting it happen. Just as the rich man had so much of these barns and all, didn't even want to hold it. He said he'd tear down these barns, go into town, and get the stuff it would take to build bigger barns and all, because he had plenty. The Lord, what the Lord tell him? Thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose will that be? You see, all of this material stuff here doesn't mean anything, and it's all going to pass away. We can't take any of it with us. Don't get that idea. You can't take it with you. We need to be working and building for our life in the kingdom of God. Now, 13. Take heed to thyself, that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes, there thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. You see, he's got a central point. They would travel days to get to these places at these times of year in order to fulfill these commandments and statutes that he was giving them. And mankind today got to the point, I can't call in into services, and I can't go to church and all these times, you know, all this twice a day, every day, that's just too much. What do you think God's going to say when you stand before him and you try to tell him that? You think he's going to say, that's all right, son? You've done it your way, so it's all right. No, he's not. And his word is letting you know that. These two services I hold actually only take about 45 minutes to an hour, each one of them. I spend more time in that because I have to spend time not only in the Word, but also in setting things up to get us on the internet and all off. Because you see, we are reaching everywhere. YouTube and the internet of Blog Talk Radio go around this world. And yet, you don't want to take the time. What is more important to you? That's the question I'm asking. What is more important to you today? The things of this life and this earth, things that will please the Lord Jesus and Almighty God and give you a place in the kingdom of heaven. Now, notwithstanding, thou mayest steal and eat flesh in all thy gates, whithersoever thy soul lusteth after, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof as of the roebuck and as of the hart. Only ye shall not eat the blood. Ye shall pour it upon the earth as water. You see, there was a time man was actually eating or drinking the blood. God said no. Now, 17. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithes of thy corn or of thy wine or of thy oil or the firstlings of the herds or of thy flock, nor any of thy vows which thou vowest, nor thy freewill offering or heave offering of thy hand. In other words, you can't be partakers of any of those things. They are his. And today, very few of your actual church members really and truly in obedience pay tithes. They'll give some. They'll give an offering. Some will. Some don't even do that. But to pay tithes, they don't. And when you do not pay tithes to God, he calls you a robber and a thief. And if you don't think so, go to Malachi chapter 3 and see what he calls you and what he tells you about it. You'll find that he'll tell you exactly what I just told you. That you're a robber and a thief. Because that's his. You're not to spend his tithes. No. No part of them. That's his. And back then, because they also had other things like the corn, the wine, the oil and stuff that way, and to give the sacrifices, the firstlings of the herds and of the flocks, they couldn't eat those either. Nothing that was to be given unto God because it was his. Now, it didn't mean they couldn't have other wine and oil and stuff that way, but not the part that belonged to him. Now, here in 18, but thou must eat them before the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. Thou and thy son, and thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates, and thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God in all that thou puttest thy hand unto. But you see, he has one place for them all to attend and go for these things. And today we know where that's at. That's Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Now, 19, take heed to thyself that thou forsake not the Levite as long as thou livest upon the earth. When the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border, as he has promised thee, and thou shalt say, I will eat flesh, because thy soul longeth to eat flesh, thou mayest eat flesh, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. All right, now, we find there in 20, he's talking about lust. In 21, if the place which the Lord thy God has chosen to put his name there to be far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of thy flock which the Lord has given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gates whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. Now they're calling this what it's called, the soul lust after. We all get hungry, and we have meal times, and we all eat, and that's fine, as long as it's the right way with them, because there were certain things they could eat, couldn't eat, and why? And this is what he's been telling me. Now, 22, even as the roebuck and the hart is eaten, so thou shalt eat them, the unclean and the clean shall eat of them alike. He's talking about two parts here. So that animal, the roebuck and the hart. Now, 23. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life with the flesh. Now you see where your life's at? Just as it is with an animal. Life is within your blood. And there's a reason for it. Anyway, we'll get into things like that a little later. Now, 24. Thou shalt not eat it, thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. 25. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. They are to teach their children also these right and wrong things they can be doing that has been the commandment and the statutes of the Lord their God. 26. Only thy holy things which thou hast and thy vows thou shalt take and go unto the place which the Lord shall choose. And thou shalt offer thy burnt offering, the flesh and the blood upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and the blood of thy sacrifices shall be poured out upon the altar of the Lord thy God, and thou shalt eat the flesh to be poured out upon the altar. 28. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. You see, he doesn't pull punches. And he's letting them know that they also, besides following his commandments and his statutes, they have to teach their children also. Now, 29. When the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations for thee, whether thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them and dwelleth in their land. Now, as they go in to take the land where God sent them, he's going to be doing the work of ridding those that were there. He goes on here in 30. He says, take heed to thyself that thou be not snared by the following them after, that they be destroyed from before thee, that thou inquire not after their gods. Don't even ask about it. Don't ask about them gods at all. Saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord, which he hateth, have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters, they have burnt in the fire to their gods. And we do know there was a time that a few of the nations did use human sacrifice to their gods. In the last verse now of chapter 12, what thing soever I command you, observe to do it, thou shalt not add thereunto, nor diminish from it. You don't add to it, and you don't take away from it. And where do we find a commandment for you and I like that? In the book of Revelation. He tells us not to add one word to Revelation or take one word away. Just as he's telling them here about his commandments and his statute he's given to them. They are not to add thereunto nor diminish from it. In other words, take it away. Now, we're going to stop here for the evening. God willing, we can be back together again some morning. And we'll be back in to chapter 13. Right now, we started through the Bible. I read to you the book of Revelation. And we've been through the four Gospels. We're this far in the Old Testament. And we're in 2 Corinthians in the New Testament. Because we had been Monday and Tuesday in the Old Testament. Wednesday, we was reading Revelation till we finished it. And then I added that to the four Gospels on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday in the New Testament. And we've gotten this far. There's been a lot of things brought out. Now, how much of it you've actually received, I don't know, but you and God do. I love you. God loves you. This ministry loves you. We want to see the best for you. And the best will always come from God. Walk in holiness. Walk in righteousness. And as his word tells us, walk in the Spirit, in obedience unto his word. Make that your life, always holding him first place in your life. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we close your word, we thank you for this word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the times that we can come together to share your word with each other, and with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and our Father. Because we know that where there is two or three even gathered together in his name, he's there in the midst. Father, that's your word. We know you're with us. We know the Holy Spirit is with us. We know that he is the one that gives us knowledge, gives us wisdom, gives us the power to do whatsoever we are called upon to do by you. Always, Father, we pray always to be kept in the hollow of your hand and on that pathway of righteousness. so that none miss out. Father, we all have family members that are walking in darkness. Holy Spirit, work within our families. Talk to them. Guide them. And bring them to a knowledge that they need something other than themselves. And help us to lead them, Father, to the Lord Jesus Christ and repentance, so that they too can become the child of the living God. Now, Father, for those that are walking in sickness and disease, we pray for them. My wife, Father, she loved the Lord Jesus. Two men that call themselves doctors. Father, overdosed her on medicine, took her mind. I'm praying, Father, in accepting for her her healing, because, Father, she don't realize what is said to her. She has no memory. But Father, I'm standing on your word, believing that her mind is going to be healed, and that you'll be sending her back home to me. Praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. You know, we can have faith for those that can't have faith for themselves. The Word lets us know all of this. So that's nothing new. And we all are healed by the stripes that Jesus bore. That is His promise in His Word and in several places. We're told that by His stripes we were healed, and by His stripes we are healed. It is spoken both ways. You see, He doesn't leave things out for doubt. Father, we thank You so much, and we do praise You. And we thank You for everything. This is my prayer, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a good evening and a good night. And I pray that you wake in the morning refreshed and join with us at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and back into the Word of God. But before you come in for that, go to Him and talk with Him in prayer. Have your time with Him and join with us, because He has so much more to give us. Thank you and good night, all.